This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Women now make up nearly 20% of the MTA's subway and bus workers. The majority are women of color. The job can be physically demanding, and when workers get pregnant, the MTA is slow to accommodate them. WNYC's Stephen Nesson has the story of a train conductor who lost her baby while working in a rail yard.
30-year-old Jillian Williams had been a train conductor for less than a year when she got pregnant in January. This meant she was still on probation, so if she wanted to keep the job, she couldn't be late. No missed days, no customer complaints, even as COVID hit.
It's COVID. I'm on probation, but I'm also pregnant, and I have asthma. I still went to work, because I had to.
131 transit workers died from the coronavirus, and more than 3,500 tested positive. It was a stressful time. Williams hadn't planned to get pregnant, but she also wanted the baby.
All my friends already have kids. I'm pretty much one of the last without any. So when it happened, it wasn't like, oh my God, what am I doing? It's like, okay, I asked for it and gotta go from there.
So she did. She made it through the worst of the pandemic. It was June. She had 3 months left in her pregnancy. But her feet were getting so swollen, she was afraid if she took her boots off, she wouldn't be able to get them back on again. She kept slippers in her car for after work.
I done limped to the car. I take them off. Slippers are a must after that.
Williams says her doctor gave her 2 notes that stated she should avoid lifting heavy things and standing for long periods. Her 1-year probation was now over, and she felt confident enough to finally ask for lighter duties. The problem was, nobody could tell her how to file a request.
I hit up a couple different people. No one said anything to me.
Williams spotted a hotline number for pregnant women on a flyer, but it always went to voicemail. Finally, a coworker suggested faxing the request to the superintendent of the crew office. That person told her she needed an appointment with the MTA's doctor before her request could be approved. On a Friday, she got an appointment for the following Monday, but she still had to work on that Saturday. By then, she had switched from driving trains to moving them around a rail yard instead. This meant walking over ballast or big chunks of loose rocks and electrified third rails, and then cranking a 20-pound hand switch.
Hand switching, it may took a little more physical effort, but the upside of that was it had a nice amount of downtime.
Most rail yards use electronic switches that operate with the push of a button. Only 3 still use manual switches, including the train yard in East New York, where Williams was assigned that day. It's a sprawling jumble of tracks with Broadway Junction on one side and a cemetery overlooking the yard on the other. Williams had done this job many times before, but this day was different. When she flipped the switch, she felt cramps, and then her water broke.
And then I started feeling the baby moving.
She wanted to leave, but couldn't. If she didn't move the switch back, there could be a derailment. So she waited for the train and then pulled it back again.
And I started screaming, and then I remember I got on the radio, dispatcher coming to the deck, I need EMS.
They couldn't understand her. A train operator ran over to help.
By then, my baby was crying. So I'm waddling back to the shack. My baby's literally between my legs.
She made it to a dirty one-room shack with no electricity.
I was on the floor with mad blood.
According to court documents, the baby girl died at the hospital. She was 3 months premature. Williams blames the MTA and has joined a lawsuit with 3 other women suing the agency for violating the 2014 New York City Human Rights Law. Dina Bax is co-founder of A Better Balance, a national legal advocacy organization. Bax has used the law to protect other women. She says it requires employers to find reasonable accommodation if a pregnant woman asks for it or if the employer knows she might need it.
What had been happening and still unfortunately happens too often is that when an employee requests an accommodation, they're just summarily put out on unpaid leave or told to come back after they have the baby. And this is impossible for pregnant workers who need a paycheck.
Bass says under the law, Williams shouldn't have even had to provide a doctor's note to get accommodation and definitely shouldn't have to go see the MTA's own doctor in order to get lighter duties.
That is not a typical process, and one that raises a lot of red flags for me.
The MTA wouldn't answer questions about its process or tell WNYC how many pregnant women ask for accommodations and receive them each year. It also declined to discuss Williams' case because of the lawsuit. Williams is a member of the Transport Workers Union Local 100. It's a union with a membership that is predominantly male. She blames it, too, for what happened. Evangeline Byers is a train operator who's also on the executive board at the union. She says many women have lost faith in both the MTA and the union because the issue is old and remains unresolved.
We're like 50 years into being a part of the transit authority.
Byers says the problem is worse than it appears because many workers are single mothers who don't want to jeopardize their positions by asking for lighter duties when they're pregnant.
They're concerned that if they speak up, will they be retaliated against and lose their jobs?
So, she says, like Williams, they keep working until they're hurt.
They wound up either falling off the train. This happens all the time.
The MTA disputes this. Byers, it should be noted, is hoping to unseat TWU president Tony Utano next year. Utano defends what the union has done for women.
It's a work in progress. Women are stepping into jobs. We're not done by women here. And now they are being done by women. And we're going to make sure they're successful.
He says the union sued the MTA last year for not setting aside jobs like train announcers for pregnant transit workers. But Utano says it's complicated because men need accommodations too.
If we put aside jobs for pregnant women and a man got restricted, he could actually ask for that job.
The other attorney, Basque, says Utano's claim is common but without merit. The lawsuit is still pending. The last union contract, ratified in January, included an agreement that the MTA and union would create a committee to discuss accommodations for pregnant women. But then COVID hit, and the group never met. Until Williams lost her baby.
It's all because they don't want someone else to go through what I went through.
As a result of several meetings this summer, the MTA has agreed to create a liaison in each department who will work with employees to find accommodations. And it agreed to put up new posters with a phone number to a hotline that actually works.
Why did me and my kid have to be a sacrificial lamb for you guys to realize that y'all should have bended that?
The MTA disputes that this agreement exists, but several people in the meeting confirmed it. Williams says she still hasn't recovered from losing her baby, and she's not sure when she'll be back to driving a train again. Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.